Oh, mountains of Mecca, what can you say of the day that Abraham passed your way? And he was instructed by God to build a house of peace where people will pray. And they will come on every lean camel and out of every ravine for the purpose of praising Allah. To glorify Allah. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله والصلاة والسلام على نبيه ومصطفاه. وبعد, my dear viewers, welcome to another episode in the series of history of Hajj. Today, inshallah, we'll get to speak about another sign of the clear proofs and signs that Allah the Almighty deposited in Al-Haram. Today's sign is Al-Hijr, or what is also known as some people call it Al-Hatim. What is Al-Hijr? Some people also like to call it Hijru Ismail, but in fact, it is only called Al-Hijr. The word Al-Hijj is referring to the fact that its figure, it is like a lab, it's an arch, it is a half circle, and it was taken from the original building of the Kaaba. So it is not called Hijr Ismail whatsoever. As a matter of fact, Ismail alayhi salam have never seen it nor heard about it, because it happened thousands of years after Prophet Ismail alayhi salam. Aisha radiallahu anha asked the Messenger of Allah, peace be upon him, in the sound hadith which is collected by Al-Imam Al-Bukhari, she said, Ya Rasulallah, أرأيت الجدر? What about that wall, which is like half arch or half circle? Is it a part of Al-Bayt? Is it a part of the Kaaba? The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam answered in the affirmative. He said, Naam. Then how come that it is not included in the building of the Kaaba? The Messenger of Allah, peace be upon him, said, Inna qawmaki qassarat bihim al-nafaqah. Referring to the incident of remodeling the Kaaba, when the building of the Kaaba was affected with the torrent, when the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was approximately 35 years old. Then the Meccans decided to remodel the Kaaba. They took it apart, they demolished it, but they also vowed not to invest in building the ancient house, the sacred house, Al-Kaaba, but lawful fund. So they excluded any money which was earned unlawfully. Accordingly, they ran short of fund, so they took out this part out of the Kaaba, and the building of the Kaaba was not complete. The distance between the wall of the Kaaba to the middle of the arch, or that fence which they left as a sign that this segment belongs to the Kaaba, right from beneath the mizab, which is a gutter or the water spout, the water outlet, which you can see clearly from top of the Kaaba to drain the rainwater from the roof of the Kaaba to the northern side of the Kaaba. From this point to the middle of the arch, which is the farthest point from the Kaaba to the arch, is approximately 8.5 meters. This area, brothers and sisters, was actually a part of the Kaaba. That's why Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, when he entered Mecca and he performed Hajj, he got to pray inside the Kaaba. When Aisha radiallahu anha asked him, I want to pray inside the Kaaba too, he said, well, you can pray inside the Hijr, because praying inside the Hijr counts as praying inside the Kaaba. As I mentioned earlier, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, this segment was actually a part of the Kaaba. So whoever prays inside it, especially for those who will draw closer to the Kaaba, they will be considered as if they have prayed inside the Kaaba. So he said, pray inside the Jadr, the wall, or Al-Hijr. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam also said, as narrated by the mother of the believers, Aisha radiallahu anha, لولا أن قومك حديث عهد بجاهلية لأعدت بناء الكعبة. The only reason that Prophet Muhammad صلى الله عليه وسلم did not rebuild the Kaaba on its original foundations and included the Hijr in the building of the Kaaba was due to the fact that people were new to Islam. He didn't want to cause any confusion or do anything that may cause them to dislike it, because they all honored and respected the ancient house even before accepting Islam. This is one of the means of legislation which is known as blocking the means. So in order to block the means which may lead to confusion, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam did not rebuild the Kaaba on its original foundations. That's why we say the two rukns, the two pillars, الركن اليماني, which is pointing towards Yemen, and the other corner, which is the black stone corner, are the only two corners which are built on the original foundations of the Kaaba. While the other two pillars, which we see nowadays, to the northern side of the Kaaba, the wall which has the mizab, one which is pointing towards Al-Sham, which is the eastern side of the Kaaba, towards the north as well, that is called الركن الشامي. It is in the direction or to the direction of Al-Sham. And towards the eastern side of the Kaaba is called Al-Rukn al-Iraqi, pointing towards Iraq. And in between this wall and these two pillars are not of the original foundations of the Kaaba, and that's why we do not touch while performing tawaf any other pillar. Only Al-Hajar al-Aswad in the black stone corner and Al-Rukn al-Yamani. Besides that, this area on the other side is covered with this arch, which is elevated approximately 123 centimeters, the height, and the width of the wall or the fence, Al-Jad, is approximately 1.5 meters, and it is enveloped with marble. Why people in the past used to call it Al-Hatim? Abdullah ibn Abbas radiallahu anhu, somebody said Al-Hatim, he said no Hatim, rather it is called Al-Hijr. Al-Hatim, because people in the past used to bring their weapons or they bring their sticks or canes or staffs and they would place it on the wall and they would take their oath to confirm it. Or if somebody wants to make a dua against his oppressors, they would go there and make dua, ask Allah to destroy their oppressors, and they said that he will be destroyed. So the word Hatim is from Hatm, or destroying the oppressors, or those whom you make dua or invocation against. Also some people say it is called Al-Hatim because it destroys and it takes down the sins. The best name to it, as it has been narrated in the hadith, is Al-Hijr, because it's like a lab, it is like an arch or half circle. Abdullah ibn Abbas radiyallahu anhuma, may Allah be pleased with him and his father, said, صلوا في مصلى الأخيار واشربوا من شراب الأخيار. He said, you should guys pray in the prayer area of the righteous ones, and you should drink from the drink of the pious ones. He was asked, what is Musalla al-Akhyar? And what is Sharab al-Abrar? He said, Musalla al-Akhyar is right beneath Al-Mizab. Al-Mizab is the water spout or the water outlet, as I mentioned a few minutes ago. So whenever you can, as close as possible to the wall of the Kaaba to the northern side, you will be perfectly praying inside the Kaaba. What about Sharab al-Abrar, the drink of the pious ones? He said, Ma'u Zamzam, which the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said about it, Zamzam lima shuriba lah, the water of Zamzam is for whatever intention you drink it with. When Aisha radiallahu anha asked the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam about the door of the Kaaba, why is it so high? I mean, in order to enter the Kaaba, one has to climb stairs. Again, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam said to her, well, your people, when they were rebuilding the Kaaba, they elevated the door so that they would only allow people whom they like, and they would prevent people whom they don't want from entering the Kaaba. As a result, only selected people got to enter the Kaaba. But Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam wished he could have remodeled the Kaaba so that he will build it on the original foundations of Ibrahim alayhi salam, and would make two doors to the Kaaba. One in the eastern side and another in the western side, so that people can enter freely from one door and exit from the other door and get to pray inside. It is such a great honor to pray inside the Kaaba, but nowadays not everyone can do it. But because what the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam said to Aisha radiallahu anha, it would be sufficient to pray in the Hijr or Al-Jadd, then anyone can simply get to pray inside it. There is a dispute between the scholars though with regards to praying other than An-Nafila, whether it is valid to pray the mandatory prayers inside the Kaaba, inside the Hijr or not. Why some people argued it is not permissible? They said because Allah the Almighty said that whenever you pray, you should pray facing Al-Masjid Al-Haram. وَحَيْثُمَا كُنْتُمْ فَوَلُّوا وُجُوهَكُمْ شَطْرًا. So you should pray outside so that you would be facing Al-Masjid Al-Haram, facing Al-Kaaba. While for An-Nafila, the voluntary prayers, it is simply permissible to pray anywhere. Even sometimes the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam, while he was traveling on the back of his camel, he used to pray in the direction of the camel in which it was traveling, even if it was not in the direction of Mecca or the Kaaba. But whenever it was the Fariḍa, he will disembark, stand up, and face the Qibla. So there is an argument between the scholars of the more right view that you can pray whether inside or outside the Kaaba, because the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, جُعِلَتْ لِيَ الْأَرْضُ مَسْجِدًا وَطَهُورًا. What is not permissible, brothers and sisters, is insisting on performing tawaf inside the Hijr, because one of the prerequisites of a tawaf, and as you know that a tawaf is a pillar for Umrah and a pillar for Hajj, even in the voluntary tawaf, when somebody performs tawaf, it must be performed 7 complete rounds, not missing even a single step. And one of the prerequisites is it must be around the Kaaba, outside the Kaaba. That's why when we see the arch, it has like a corridor between the arch and the wall of the Kaaba. A little door for people to enter and another one to exit from. So the guards prevent people from entering while performing tawaf, because some people might think that it's a good idea to take a shortcut. But if you do, and if you happen to enter from the door of the corridor between the arch, Al-Hijr, and Al-Kaaba, then this round doesn't count. Al-Tawaf must be done outside the Kaaba. Rather, once you finish your Tawaf, it is recommended to pray 2 rak'ahs. Can you pray these 2 rak'ahs in the Hijr? Yes, it is permissible to pray them in the Hijr. That is simply and brief the story of Al-Hijr, how was it created, and the virtues of praying inside the Hijr. And I would like to confirm one more time, it is not called Hijru Ismail, because it was created way after Ismail alayhi salam. Brothers and sisters, until next episode, when another sign and with another symbol that Allah the Almighty deposited at His sacred house, I leave you all in the care of Allah. والسلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته.
O mountains of Mecca, what can you say of the day that Abraham passed? And he was instructed by God to build a house of peace where people will pray, and they will come on every lean camel and out of every ravine for the purpose of praising Allah, to glorify Allah.